I haven't heard that song in like a million weeks.
You know that song? It's like Pavlov's Dogs.
Yeah.
That song to me means
it's the weekend. Yeah, yeah. And honestly, like, we picked a really good intro song because it has that vibe of like, time to decompress for an hour and a half, and then
T minus 90 minutes till I don't have to care anymore.
T minus.
Or in this week, about 60 minutes.
My name is Linus
minutes.
Torvalds, and I pronounce Linux as Linux.
Linux.
He made a video on how to pronounce the word, actually.
Oh, man. So, it's RTFM show time. Stands for Read the Freaking Manual, but there's going to be people all show long. Are we like, what do you mean? Anyway, we're only probably going to be doing about an hour today. I got some stuff I got to get done. This weekend, and I got to get a jump start on all of that. But I did not want to cancel the show because the last 2 weeks we were off because we were on a company-wide vacation. But we weren't all together. I didn't want to see you guys on vacation.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
the feeling is mutual.
Like, even the 5 minutes I had to check on the shop. Okay.
How'd you guys do it while we were gone? Wait, just checking on the shop. How'd you guys do that? Like, did you just
alternate? Yeah,
one each every other day.
Well, because he said
I gave the dates when I was checking on the house and stuff.
Yeah, so he could double up, and then so he doubled up, and then I would just come in on the off days, and then come in around like.
Were there any delivery notices or anything?
No,
any good? No. Wow, that's normally I leave town and it's like here's the 86 boxes that arrive.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was worried about too. That every time I'm just like, man, I wasted my hour. Because there's not even a package to put inside. Yeah. But yeah, no, it was fine. I would come in and then just check, make sure, like you said, no water leaks, no, like, the ceiling didn't cave in the warehouse.
Because that stuff only happens.
Like, yeah.
That stuff only happens when you're not regularly going.
It literally happened to your, like, didn't it happen to your house?
Yeah, but the house was new at that time, and like plumbing stuff always happens to new homes.
Yeah. It's like once you iron the king.
Actually, it was the earthquake that caused that crack.
In the
water line coming out of the ground into the house, like the inlet from the street, like where that met our valve.
That's why that water leak was so crazy because it was.
On the main side.
Oh, jeez.
It was up before the valve to the house.
So right. You can't even shut it off.
It was a leak. It was like a leak, like a slow leak until I turned off the valve, which upped the pressure, which then popped the pop off.
Peter Piper piped the pop the.
This is what spoonerisms look like, guys.
Popperisms.
Yeah. So that was a big deal. But no. One of the reasons why though. People's homes tend to get water leaks and stuff when no one's around or on vacation is, believe it or not, turning on your sink, turning on your faucet, your washer and dryer, or whatever, your toilet when you flush it, that all gives momentary relief to the pressure system.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But when it's just sitting there pressurized, never getting flushed or having any of that fluctuation in pressure, it causes it to like make weak spots really apparent.
Yeah, it's like if you, as a kid, right? Like, if you ever tried to stop the water coming out of a hose, it's really hard. You can do it, but it's really hard. And then, you know, imagine every sink and every valve in your house doing that the whole time. I guess it makes sense.
Meteoric Beef in chat says the closed captioning is so bad. Could you imagine the AI trying to close caption me?
No.
It's just like, we don't know.
Hey, AI.
An inaudible noises.
Wait, can I turn this on? I am turning this on.
We can live read our own caption.
Yeah, but it's not showing it.
Aww.
Like, not for me anyway. I mean, closed captioning's on. Unless it's just like, no.
Oh, wait. No, it's showing up on my phone.
Oh. Does it just say like indiscernible or something?
It's not there yet.
Indiscernible?
It's still talking about the pipe broken.
Oh.
You mean it piped the pop off?
It piped the pop off.
Like, jeez. The vodka?
Oh, it just says inaudible noises.
I told you that's what I was going to say.
No, because you guys said the words inaudible noises. Of course it's going to catch that.
Oh, so then it just ignored it.
Yeah, it probably just ignored.
Probably.
Nick, what'd you do on vacation?
Absolutely nothing. It was awesome. Well, I tried.
Lies. You know your mom had you doing chores.
No. She was actually on work.
Oh, wow.
She was on a work trip, too. So it was a double vacation.
Were you like, I imagine you were like Jerry Maguire-ing around the house.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Risky business.
Slide around. There's also
because he has hardwood floors, so he could slide.
Yeah. There's also.
Why do you think I got hardwood in my apartment, too?
Whoa. Whoa. Family show.
I mean, what?
It's a bachelor pad, but
a bachelor pad.
No, but there was a couple of days where it's like there's so many things I want to do, but I couldn't decide what I wanted to do because
you had decision paralysis.
Yeah, it was just like What is there to do? So I just started with like, okay, I'll make myself breakfast.
Wow.
Usually that's yeah. He's just like, what am I forgetting? Oh, sustenance.
Well, because I usually don't eat in the morning.
And so then breakfast number two. Yeah. And then lunch like, number one, lunch number two.
We get back from another vacation. Nick's just dead. It's like, what happened? Oh, I forgot to eat.
Yeah.
I was just saying it.
He's just freaking, wait, what?
What?
What were you saying?
He was just talking about his vacation, but it was over with. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, that was about it. I was waiting for some stuff to come for the car. Oh, I put the new wheels on the car, on the Z. Looks nice.
See, you did do stuff.
I have to lower it still, so.
I played so much Starfield.
Really?
It was, okay, it's like it's kind of like how Cyberpunk in that the game got more engrossing as I put more hours into it, and then it was like this like snowball of like, oh god, I have to do every quest now. I want to do every quest, and like it's such a bad game for ADHD because like,
are the quests good?
Yeah, like okay. the main quest is pretty much, it's just the most like standard normal kind of thing, but like all the other stuff, like I'm involved in this whole like freaking they're finding out that these aliens that are attacking or whatever are like growing from like human brought like plants, bugs and stuff or some weird stuff like that. And then I dealt with another one where it was a planet full of clones of famous people. Like Franklin Delano Roosevelt is the one that greeted me at the door. And he's like, hi, I'm Franklin. And I'm like, what is happening? And then, yeah, and then Genghis Khan's there. You have to deal with him. Amelia Earhart is there. And like Ada Lovelace and everything. It's so crazy. But yeah. And
you
then,
mean the graphics card?
Ironically, it doesn't even run that well on Ada Lovelace. Yeah,
I still have to clear out backlog before I
know.
Commit to buying that
What
game.
About the new Cyberpunk?
I know.
I started that
That's
last
part
night.
Of the reason why I was like pushing through Starfield. And then the new game plus happened, and I was like, oh no, dude. Because it's like, without spoiling much, it's basically, oh, this is where the real game starts, huh?
For Cyberpunk?
No, for Starfield.
Oh, Starfield.
After gotcha. The new game plus, gotcha. Once you complete the main quest and stuff like that. So it's gotcha. I thought it was a really cool plot integrated way to do it. So I think it's one of the coolest things I ever played in a while. And then, yeah, I'm so freaking hyped for Cyberpunk. I'm hyped to see the cinematic 30 FPS that's going to get on my 3090 without any frame gen. Because I'm definitely going to play through that with the RT Overdrive on and everything too. Because I haven't really played much of it. Because I've played I played it so many times already that when Path Tracing came out, I mean, it was cool and I played with it for a little bit, but I didn't really play the game with it on, you know? Because there wasn't really much new material to play through. Right. And so I think Phantom Liberty with that, with the ray reconstruction for extra detail and stuff like that is going to be really cool. So I'm so hyped.
I
had brisket. Sorry, my friend wanted to make brisket or smoke brisket for the first time. And then so that was fun.
Nice.
He was just like, hey, I'm going to make brisket. Do you want it? Yes.
So
what time?
So what game did you say you played or you're playing through?
Backlogs. I finished Crash Bandicoot What's the other game? There was another game I was just pushing to finish, but it was sitting in my backlog for a while.
Okay, so you were backlogs. Yeah. You were playing the crap out of Starfield. I played so much Bubble Popper. Because I had no internet.
Bubble Popper?
I had no internet.
No, but what's Bubble Popper?
Just like the...
We pop the bubbles
okay. on the phone. Yeah, Bubble Popper. So literally, because I have no internet, I was in Alaska, for those of you who don't know, and there's very little, like when we were going in between, because we went to... South Sawyer Glacier. Then we went to Juneau or Skagway and Sitka and Ketchikan, which is hilarious. My oldest in high school does independent studies. My youngest is still in traditional classes, but it's a charter school and they'll allow us to like customize the schedule so we can do these trips and stuff, right? But usually they'll give her like an assignment or something like, hey, while you're there, write about what you learned, et cetera, right? So we saw some orcas and stuff, and her paragraph is so funny. Like, she's 8, and she was like, we went and saw a glacier, and then we went to Connecticut.
Wait, what?
Because she tried to say Ketchikan.
Oh.
She's like, then we went to Connecticut. I was like, no, they're pretty far away, Connecticut and South Sawyer Glacier.
That's an interesting itinerary.
Yeah. And then she was like, and then we went to Sitka, and it's Sitka.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And then she was like, we went to that other one. She's got Juno.
The other one?
And she spelled Juno, J-U-N-O, which is like, you would think that's how it's spelled, but it's J-U-N-E-A-U.
Oh, right. I was thinking.
Don't you know?
It's like Janow.
Yeah, Janow.
But I was just like, oh, I didn't know Juno was the capital of Alaska. Like the whole time I thought it was like Anchorage or Fairbanks or some one of the bigger cities.
Yeah.
Right? But no, Juno, which is like way freaking south on like the little bottom part of Alaska, like way below the like the Appalachians and stuff. It's or the Aleutian, sorry, the Aleutian Islands.
Appalachian. I was like, wait, didn't
that's
we watch
like
that guy?
Tennessee
yeah. Or, yeah.
No, the Aleutian Islands are the ones that have like the tail on
yeah,
Alaska, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I was like, I didn't realize this was the capital. But no, Alaska was great. I
Nick, is that where the joke comes from? The don't you know that Juno's the capital?
I don't think so.
I made that joke a bunch while I was there, but I never heard that before.
Yeah, me neither. Nick just said it right now, and I thought that's what he was getting at, but...
But when you went to Alaska, you went way farther up because you went.
Yeah, I was in Fairbanks.
Yeah,
yeah.
You went to like permanent sun land because Northern Hemisphere.
Well, it was already like it was obviously mid September, so it was sunset was already around like 7:40.
Oh, it was actually kind of normal then for you.
But the sunrises are slow.
Oh, weird.
Like the sunsets and the sunrises are much slower because it's like.
Because you're
diagonal.
Obviously, yeah.
Should have gone like in July. The sun would have never set.
Yeah, the sun just like it dips. Just like boops the horizon. It's like boop, boop. That's like a heartbeat, but it's the horizon.
That is so trippy.
Yeah. You know, it was a bucket list item for sure. As someone that like, I like nature, but I don't get a chance to really enjoy nature that much anymore. Going up there and seeing the freaking waterfalls, going up the White Pass Railroad, which was like, I was telling you guys, was like, one of the old paths for the gold rush, getting up to the Klondike. And it was just seeing the history. And I'm like, dude, people walked up this thing.
Yeah.
40 times to carry their ton of, literally one ton of supplies that the Canadian government wouldn't let them pass through the country unless they had, you know, and to think like, okay, it's 1898, like right at the turn of the century. And you're just like, I'm going to go up there and get gold, but I have to carry one ton of gear with me on whatever I can carry on my back. Back and forth along the way. It was the craziest thing. But, yeah, and then I saw so many Merkabirds.
Merkabirds.
Bald eagles.
Yeah, isn't it weird going from, like, a California dude to
We were walking along the port in Juneau.
Yeah.
Like, because there's, like, there's a place called Tracy's Crab Legs and stuff there. And, like... Tracy's Crab Legs. It's really no Tracy's Crab Legs in Juneau is like really, really famous, really popular. But it's like the railings and stuff. Like imagine like Long Beach or whatever, all the little like shuttle boats and stuff. And there was a freaking like 4 foot tall bald eagle just chilling on the railing. So Brian and Angela took a picture of it. And they were like, dude, there's a bald eagle. I was like, look, I see a bald eagle flying. It's a little one. He was like, there's one like right here. We were joking around that he was just like because he was just chilling.
That's funny.
But I think the thing is like what you don't realize is most people, unless you've been close to bald eagles, they're like huge. They're massive. Like their wingspan is bigger than my arms.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, so seeing one of those up close, I was kind of like, oh, I'm kind of glad they're not indigenous to where I am.
It can embrace you with all that freedom.
As it is now. As it is now.
From
we
sea to shining sea.
Well, we have hawks and stuff here. But yeah. Hawks are like half the size of a bald eagle.
Yeah.
You know?
Plus, they're not the Merca bird, so it's not as cool. And like, no, you were telling me how like, you know, it's like, oh my God, I saw a bald eagle. But then over there, they're all just like, bro, it's like being excited for a pigeon.
Yeah, because
like, they see them all the time.
They do. They're very indigenous to that area. In fact, even when they're no longer on the endangered species list.
See, that blew my mind when Jay told me. Wait, what? They're actually
thriving.
Nice.
Obviously, they're protected. But in Alaska, they were never endangered.
Oh, there was just that many.
It just got to the point to where like that was where they were left. You know what I mean?
Oh, so yeah, you don't ever want it to get to that point where, you know, it's just one location.
Especially when it's your country's mascot. You kind of don't want it to.
Yeah.
I don't think you want any species to like die off due to say human intervention, like, you know, human deforestation and all that sort of stuff causing animals to become endangered or maybe extinct. But like if it's like a natural selection sort of thing, you can't necessarily stop nature.
Yeah.
But let's face it, all the bald eagles in like the lower 48 were affected by colonization, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it was just kind of neat to be like, we were on that one like crab boat, like I told you about the crab tour.
Oh, the boat that capsized three times?
Yeah.
Not with Jay on it. Yeah. No.
I got on and it was like, bloop. I was like, back fat shamed. I was like, back. Fat shamed instantly. I stepped on the boat and it tipped over.
The three-peat.
But no, it was the Aleutian Ballad, which is a crab fishing boat that was notorious on Deadliest Catch for like capsizing. But it stayed afloat every time. Jay went on it
after knowing that.
I did. I was like, look, you know, we were in the... what they call it, the Inner Passage, right?
Oh, okay.
And so we weren't like affected by the Pacific Ocean, but it was actually a pretty choppy day that day. That was where we saw the bald eagles.
Dang, even in the protected little like area, like the waterway that you were going through, huh?
Well, it wasn't protected as much as it was just natural islands causing...
That's what I mean. Yeah, like it breaks up the main force of the ocean, right?
Yeah, but it was still pretty windy and rainy that day, so... but no, what was cool about that was part of that tour was like, hey, we'll go show you some bald eagle nests and stuff. And you just see them naturally in the trees. And like I was telling you guys, like they were throwing fish out to try and like get the birds to come fly down to pick it up. And the birds were just like this particular grouping of eagles. There's two of them. They had two babies in the nest with them too. And the babies are all brown. They don't have white heads or tails yet.
So they're not bald. That's funny.
No, they're not bald.
They're just eagles.
It's an old age thing.
It's just an eagle.
Yeah, they're just the Philadelphia Eagles. But anyway,
Philly Eagles.
So anyway,
once you retire, you get bald.
Yeah, no, that's once you have kids.
Yeah, fair enough. That makes sense.
So anyway, it's one of those things where they were like, "Oh, these aren't hungry, so we'll go find some more." And we were like around the corner, like, "There's more. There's a whole bunch of them in the trees." I'm like, wow, they're just like everywhere.
Yeah, it's like a normal thing.
I feel like the birds are like, ugh, here comes the 230 boat.
Yeah.
All right.
America, whatever.
That one bird's all. He's all flying down. He flicks his cigarette out.
They look down. They're like, "Oh, the bald humans are back."
It's like the bald lion. Humans. It's like the lion from Madagascar. It's like time to do my thing. Yeah. He just goes and poses real quick.
Yeah, Alex the lion.
Yeah, yeah. Rawr.
that's exactly what the eagles are just like.
So of course you can even hear it in the full video. I'll show you later on the foam. The bird comes down and freaking grabs the fish out of the water and flies away. You hear, ooh, and the guy's like, all right, so here we go. He's like driving away. Yeah. It's like everyday thing. Like you said, it's like us going outside and be like, ugh, pigeon pooped in my car again.
Yeah.
Imagine a bald eagle pooped in my car again.
It's like, well, I can't wash the car. It's protected.
Yeah. It's like
endangered.
It's like a soccer ball sized turd on your car.
Dude, that would be, imagine those proportions though. I'm like, wait, the bird is pooping out its entirety.
Yeah. They're gonna be worse than pigeon poop, I can tell you that.
Jesus.
Not to mention what do pigeons eat, right? Bugs and crap.
Yeah.
Garbage.
The bald eagles are eating whole fish. Okay? It's gonna be chunky.
It looks like a human poop.
Yeah, it's gonna be chunky. It's a
freaking airborne flying human poop, dude.
This particular discussion really got off the track.
Yeah, how did wait, hold on.
Well, no, because I talked about I went to Alaska.
Yeah. I just want to actually look at the dock right now and see where the heck we ended up compared to FTC accused Epic of tricking players.
Oh.
American bald eagle pooped on my car.
America.
Bald eagle poops.
Wait a tick.
Epic poops on America.
That's my topic.
Epic pooped on consumers.
No, that was Unity. the whole Unity engine debacle.
Oh my God.
That wasn't even in the
list. That was all going down right before I left.
Yeah. That wasn't even in the list, but like, I was like, because I don't really have a horse in the race. I don't develop, like, I've never really tried to make a game, but like, you know what I mean?
I don't have all the details on it. I'll let you talk about it in a sec. I just want to close off the Alaska conversation saying that that was like a bucket list item for sure.
I know. It looks so cool. Like all the pictures you're showing us are just so, like the glacier and the scale of it was.
It's pretty.
So I'll tell the glacier ice story. So we went up to South Sawyer Glacier on the sightseeing tour. And then what they do is like there's pieces of glacier constantly falling off into the water. And so they like fished one of the big chunks of ice out of the water, and glaciers are like really, really blue. They're like very sky blue because of the density of the ice. It's just hundreds of years of being compacted over and over and over as it's moving and rolling down the mountain. Just gets all the air out of it. It's just 100% ice. It's compacted. Ice is cloudy because there's air in it, right? But this does not have air in it. So they fish the ice out and then they clean the ice up on the exterior. They wash it and stuff. And then they chunk it into pieces that they then made margaritas out of. So I had margaritas with glacier ice. So of course I like drank the margarita super quick. And I was like looking at the ice. I'm like, it looked like crystal. It was so clear. Reminds me of like ice sculptures.
Yeah.
Right. Cause ice sculpture ice would be about the same density as like glacier ice. Cause it's like forged pure, ice. Right? Yeah. It's like pressurized ice to get all the air and stuff out. So I was like,
forged ice. You're right. It is. Yeah. Actually.
So I don't know how else to put it.
Got carbon fiber ice real quick.
But anyway, it was one of those things where like, I was like, I'm going to bite and chew the ice. And it was a big chunk. And everyone in my group was like, no, you're going to break your teeth. I was just like, I got this. I was like chewing on that thing with like my molars for like 20, 30 seconds before a piece broke off.
Jeez, like a jawbreaker then.
Yeah. And like it, when the ice finally broke, it was so violent with how like fast my mouth shut. I was like, okay, all my teeth are still here. That's a good sign. Because I was like, it felt like a tooth could have busted off.
Yeah.
The thing was, I held onto that cup of ice. And like several hours later, when I was on the ship, it was still ice.
Oh, because it's all ice. It's not, yes. There's no air inside to heat up and start melting
right.
from the.
So it only melts from the outside in.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a very big ice cube. But I mean, if we sat here in room temp right now, like inside the ship, it was 70 degrees Fahrenheit, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, how long would ice survive in a cup with no fluids in it at that temp? Not very long. But the 2 hours later, there was still ice.
That's crazy.
So all I could think of was a water boy the entire time. Right? Water sucks.
I mean, I was telling Jay, I was like, it's kind of funny because it's like you're the only one out of all of us that has had water at its source for the first time ever. Straight from the source. Well, yeah, literally straight from the source.
Yeah, but all Brian kept saying was like, and how much CLP do you think you're eating right now? Yeah.
I mean,
it's minerally, but you know what? These are natural seals, so.
I mean, we've been drinking the same water for the past bajillion years.
If so I had to choose between I'm going to drink ice that might have Alaskan CLP in there versus Long Beach CLP.
Oh yeah,
I'll take the Alaska P any day.
I think the closest I got was the Denali River when I went to the national park, but I just waded through it and it's cold.
I'm surprised our beaches don't have Prop 65 warnings for the water. It's just like water may cause cancer. Hey,
don't give them a reason, dude.
You just sign a waiver to go swimming.
I just love that like the LA water as a drink is just a really thick dark green water. Dark green. Like it's so perfect because it's just like that's really what your water looks like.
Yeah. Yep.
It's gross, dude.
Well, it's like I showed you the photos. The closer you get to the glacier, the more green the water is.
Yeah.
Because of all the sediment that the glacier pulls down with it, so it gets so murky that like you could put your hand in and 5 inches down you can't see your hand anymore.
So
imagine swimming around in that and getting disoriented, like underwater. Oof. You're not going to go scuba diving in that. But it was like the water was like super dark blue, like really dark blue. And then the more we went up the passage, like the inlet to the glacier, the more green it got to where it finally got just like almost grass green. It was really weird.
Yeah.
So
that's cool. That's so dope.
Glacier cooled PC.
I mean, it'll only work like once, but yeah, sure.
I wonder if they use the LA water for like a cyberpunk themed event.
Like, yeah, probably.
That's basically Night City water at that point.
they would mix you it can in also, with like grenadine so it turns brown.
For those watching, you can also make your own LA water. Just go to your trash can, grab it, scoop the sediment off the bottom of the can, mix it around in some water, and you have LA water.
it doesn't work like that.
Anyone that's worked in a restaurant knows exactly the smell and exactly
yes,
the
yes, because it all smells the same.
Yeah, it all just, it's the garbage.
That was the thing that tripped me out most about Alaskan ports.
What, garbage?
You don't have the salty sea air smell.
Oh, what?
You know, it's salt water, but you don't have the smell. It's so natural, so fresh, like the air, that you don't smell. Like you go to like the port of Long Beach.
Well, and then
it just smells like murky, salty, dirty water, right? But you like in Alaska, it was the weirdest thing because I don't like fish. I ate fish while I was up there because I'm like I want to enjoy some like. this fish on my plate was swimming this morning type of freshness, right? So
you want the Bear Grylls experience.
Yeah,
and that was the thing. Like, so it was fish and chips, which is okay, of course it's like breaded fish, right? And I got the halibut. Halibut and cod are very prevalent in Alaska. And I ordered the fish and chips and I was like, this is so good. like the breading was falling off, but I was just eating the fish. Like just the fish meat was so freaking good. I was like, this is awesome. We got back to Vancouver. Now Vancouver is still a port city of fishing and stuff, but I got fish and chips there. It was so bland because the difference was whatever fish they served had been frozen at some point.
Yeah.
And knowing that, like, the restaurant that we went up to in Sitka, because I asked her, I asked the waitress, I said, so is this like, I said, this might be a really stupid question. I'm from California, so just expect it. I said, the fish, is it like, do you guys get it from local fisheries or is this like through a distributor? Or she explained, she was like, no, it's the such and such fish company. You know, they go fishing every single day and we get like their catches of the day kind of a thing. So she was like, this was from this morning's like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. catch. And I'm like, okay. So, yeah, she was like, so basically, yeah, this fish was alive. So you weren't alive. Even, like,
exaggerating. Yeah, it was yeah, literally she's like,
this
swimming.
Fish was alive earlier today.
It was basically. Swimming last night. Yeah. And then...
it was swimming for the last time last yeah, night.
It didn't know it.
But it never got, like, frozen. It probably barely got refrigerated, if I know yeah. the truth. It probably was sitting on ice until they freaking were, like, ready to... Because, you know, as a prep cook, right, you'd be prepping all those yeah, fillets
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
So it probably sat there in a cooler... filleted that morning, which I think that has to be why the flavor was like it was.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, once you freeze meat of any kind, it loses so much of its flavor and stuff.
Because the water all crystallizes and then it damages stuff in there.
And when it thaws, it comes out. Mm-hmm. And then obviously you lose some of it when you cook too, so it's just gross. Mm-hmm. But anyway, enough fish talk. Tell us about how the gaming companies are screwing us now.
Yay.
Actually, the gaming company got screwed.
We're okay with that, right?
Oh, yeah, FTC accused
Epic. FTC went up against Epic Games on Fortnite because they had...
But Epic Games was screwing people, which is why the FCC got involved.
Yeah, with their deceptive interfaces that was basically predatory microtransactions.
What?
Yeah, no way,
no.
Right? So, yeah, it's... Apparently, it's like the largest fine the FTC has ever put up against a company. It was like $520 million.
Okay, I thought you were going to say $520,000. I was like, dude, no. Epic's going to be like, hold on, just out of my back pocket.
Even at $520 million, Epic's still going to be like, ah, whatever.
Yeah,
but no, but that'll be noticed.
The $275 million fine that they put into it.
So it's like seven. It's almost a bill then.
Huh? Well, no.
No, that's total.
Yeah, $520 million total, and the rest is supposed to be refunded to the people with... Yeah, who are gonna
that's what's
going to
piss
it.
Epic off. Not the fine, the refunds.
Yeah, the fact that they have to give the money back.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, like, I think this kind of opens it up now because, like, for anybody or any company to get kind of, like, threatened in a sense of, okay, so we got to clean up our microtransactions, and at which point, like, maybe the games will get better if they're not building it around microtransactions
Old
anymore.
School thought, yeah, how about we just don't do microtransactions?
Yeah.
But no, because they realize that's more valuable than the game.
Yeah.
It's so much more valuable. That's what sucks is that, like the bean counters don't see the art, obviously, in the game, right?
They just see the numbers.
Yeah, because obviously that's their job. But it's like mobile gaming has unfortunately screwed that sort of, like the idea of a game existing.
Download an app for free, microtransactions inside the game for mobile gaming. That's where
it
started.
It normalized it instantly, and then they started realizing, oh, we can do this in video games too. You know what I mean? And it's like, and I don't know, like as far as like microtransactions, like I feel like it's fine for a game like Rocket League, like that's sort of like esports.
Because you don't get an edge.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
It's all cosmetic. It's just cosmetic microtransactions are fine because if it's not giving you a competitive edge.
Yeah.
But is it Fortnite cosmetics as well?
It is. But... Like the
but was this gambling? What was the fine for?
For like breaching privacy and the microtransactions like.
What's wrong with the microtransaction and the way that Epic was doing it?
The interfaces that they got to it were deceptive. So like from the article I read, it was basically like you could accidentally purchase something while the game was loading. Kind of deal. Like,
well, anytime I've ever done a Rocket League purchase, right? It takes me out of the game to the Epic
store. Yeah.
I don't understand how that would be deceptive.
Well, if you're playing, I believe if you're playing it directly on the Epic client, it can already be linked. And so you don't have to leave the game to add credits to the wallet or whatever.
It'll just directly charge. Yeah,
I think that's why there's V-Bucks as opposed to, like, you can't go out and buy Rocket League credits as a gift card, but you can buy Fortnite V-Bucks for real money. And so,
yeah, you could buy those at, like, Vons.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's why that's so much more dangerous, is because once the money is in the Fortnite account and then your kid just goes and, like, oh, and flailing around on the load screen, like Nick said, and then it goes buys a bunch of crap, right?
Speaking of idiots buying crap, What'd you buy? First world white girl problems incoming, okay? So we were in Vancouver Airport coming back. And I'm like lazy with updating apps. Yeah. I don't like updating apps on my phone. I'm one of those, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of guy, right? So I go to my Starbucks and I'm like, oh, I gotta reload my card. And then I click reload. And I reload $100 at a time because I buy us coffee and stuff all the time. I'm like always spending on the Starbucks card. So I hit...
Lies, it's all for him.
Yeah, right.
In 1 week.
I
2 weeks, maybe, okay? I just said first world white girl problem, didn't I?
I love it.
So anyway...
He refills the Starbucks card like a gas tank.
So anyway, I go to reload the $100, and then it pops up, and it was like, bloop, update the app. And I'm like, I don't want to update the app. So I hit the X, and then I hit reload again. And it was like, bloop, update the app. I was like, ugh, I don't want to update the app. So I updated the app, and then I reloaded it again, and it was like, $370-some-odd. I'm like, the hell? Every single time it popped up, the update the app, it never told me the transaction went through.
It's like you just...
Oh, no.
You just kept...
Yeah.
Remember how old websites used to always say, only click the button once?
Yeah, do not refresh the page.
Yeah, do not refresh.
Starbucks will let you do it.
Is it actually $700? Nice.
Yeah, they let me do it.
Oh,
because like I said, every time I would hit add funds, it just popped up update the app. It didn't go through. Like, it didn't tell me it went through. So.
That's so funny.
See, FTC, are you watching? Yeah, I mean, are you watching?
That was intentional, which, I mean, there's nothing.
It had to have been.
Yeah,
like, they covered the confirmation with the, you should update the app.
Yeah.
Because it really came across to me like, oh, they're not going to let me update the funds until the app's updated. Maybe it's a security thing or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking right now as you were explaining it. And then that's funny. Oh my god! Yeah, deceptive. There's another word for it. What's it called? Oh, dark pattern. I think is also what I've heard. Where
I've never actually heard that term before.
It's just user interfaces that are designed to. It's like anything from like when you go to accept a EULA and you have to scroll, or things that like the cancel button is like 10 times smaller than the accept button.
Like you can't.
You know, like every time you update Windows and it's just like, oh, try Microsoft 365 for
free. Have you ever noticed certain apps will load? And then when you go to hit a certain button, it'll be like, boop, it'll move up to the next button. Like it's timed that way to make you hit the certain wrong button.
That's why I always wait extra.
You have to stare at it.
I've been bitten by that so many times.
You have to pick either I'm going to just spam the button as soon as it opens before it moves, or I'm going to wait.
Yeah, I'm like, they do this on purpose. Yeah. They slide it up into another choice.
Yeah, I know. How long before Elon like slides up a subscribe to X Premium or whatever as you're trying to scroll?
Oh no.
Right before your finger comes back down for the second scroll and just taps the button. It's like, no.
What I used to hate, and this is like total side rant, was Twitter long, long time ago used to have a follow button. Like you could follow someone right from your feed. Like it'd be like their post was, you know, retweet, like, save, follow, right? And it was on the right. And it never had a confirmation if you were going to follow someone.
Yeah, it just lights up green or whatever, right?
So I would scroll and I would accidentally just follow. Like, I would get all these like, oh my God, thanks for following me. This is so awesome. I'm like, well, crap, I can't unfollow you now.
Yeah. And you're like, actually, you? Just yeah. kidding.
Oh. I thought it was the table. I was all playing footsie with Nick.
Sir, that's my kneecap.
I thought it was the table.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's a very mighty fine kneecap, okay?
Just thinking of the cop that's...
It's very, very firm.
The cop that's patting the guy. What's this? That's my...
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Jeez.
Okay, so has Epic responded?
They settled. They're paying the fine and stuff. They're doing the refunds. It's taking place up till January 2024.
How long ago did this start, though?
Started in...
Because, you know, this stuff sometimes takes years.
Yeah. No, this backtrailed a lot from, like, January 2017.
Yeah. See, how much did they make in the meantime, right, Phil?
I know.
Enough to make up for this, probably. Yeah.
Well, clearly they cleared a lot. Otherwise, they wouldn't be willing to, like, oh, here, okay, 520 mil, whatever.
Yeah, we'll settle, yeah. Whatever. But this is also just U.S. specific. So I mean, after this going through, it's like, okay, so are other countries going to hop aboard and file against Epic as well at this point?
That was US, right?
Yeah.
Dude, and Euro is even stricter with this stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Because Euro, didn't they... They don't allow loot boxes anymore, right?
Yeah, Euro is super.
It falls under the whole gambling thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
Euro also has some of the best right to repair laws too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the fact that
don't we have Euro to thank for like pretty much all cell phones now having to be USB-C moving forward?
That was a European mandate. Digital devices should be
USB-C. Apple's not doing it because they like you people.
Yeah. They would have loved to continue making all the royalties off of Lightning.
Because it was required in Europe, so they basically just now have one phone, right?
They just knew that they couldn't sell the Lightning to the iPad people, so that's why they were like, okay, fine, we'll give you a USB-C port. And then they finally caved on the phones, but yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what the phone to iPad ratio is in the wild.
I know, exactly, right? The phone to any other Apple product ratio, it's insane.
No, I think iPod... Touch is still a thing.
I think the iPhone division could buy the rest of Apple. Like, I think it's like literally split that probably. Crazily. It's like, because what else do you really know them for, right?
Now all we need is for the USB-C standard to be standard.
Yeah. I should just do like, because
that's the thing.
We should do a Phil Rant video once, and I just completely explain the entirety of USB-C because I have looked it up.
Well, that's the thing.
It's not knowledge you want to have. It's so stupid.
USB-C to Lightning.
So now it's the pain of having the knowledge.
Dude, yeah. It's so broken. Dude.
Well, USB-C to Lightning is still USB 2.
Yeah.
It's USB 2.0 speed.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people don't realize is that the transfer speed is now decoupled from the name of the thing, which is, it wasn't before. Like, it was so easy before because you could just be like, USB 3, it's faster than 2. Same port. Okay,
USB cool. USB 3.1 Gen 2?
You're right. That is the name for it now. Oh, I hate that. I hate it so much. Yeah, it's 3.1 Gen 2 and then 3.2 Gen 2 now. Yeah, it's so dumb. And then, oh no, it could be a Thunderbolt cable. Might be. I don't know. Is it USB-C 4 cable? I don't know. Isn't that a Thunderbolt?
This cable carries real thunders.
Yeah. got a Vortec and just made a real tornado.
You know why I don't drive a Ford?
Because you're a really nice person.
Because I'm too broke. I don't know.
We can't. We're not going to finish that. That's
like the commercial. Ford F-150.
Fortnite maker Epic Games gets $28.7 billion valuation in latest.
Okay,
latest
so 520 mil is know, like.
Yeah, it's still beep. Easy.
This
yeah.
is a drop in the bucket.
Literally, the CEO's probably like,
it's never.
Take it out of petty cash.
It's never. Like, they should do. Like, I mean, obviously, there's so many problems. They should do a percentage based like thing.
Well, no, yeah, that's honestly. So.
Because Germany does that for speeding tickets.
No,
right?
It's not Germany. Poland?
Yeah, there's another country that does that income base where it's like a percentage.
I think it might be Poland. Yeah, where the most expensive speeding ticket on the planet was written in that country. And the Grand Tour talked about this. I think it's Poland. It might be the Netherlands. Someone in chat can confirm. There's a country in Europe where the traffic laws, the fines are proportionate to your income.
Yeah.
So they actually pull like your reported earnings and make your fine commensurate with that. So you feel it.
Yeah.
You know, if let's say you're a millionaire and you get a $200 speeding ticket, pff, whatever. And if,
yeah, you especially, could, like, forget especially about $200.
Oh, it's Norway. No, Finland. Yeah, you're right. It's Finland. I remember that. It was Finland, the Finnish. So you...
Are you finished?
No, I'm not finished. I'm German, okay? Anyway, especially if you don't have a point system in your license in your country, because not all countries do, you're just going to keep paying the fines and not care. Yeah, Finland does that. And it's. I feel like this needs to be the case for businesses. Businesses that F up and do a deceptive practice that was clearly designed to boost their income.
Yeah.
That I feel like...
And it's so slimy, too, with these...
Like, that fine, they're worth what? They're worth what? 200 and...
13
I don't know what their cash value is. See, the cash value is what's important,
28.7 bill.
28%. Okay, so I feel like that should have been, like, at least a $4 or $5 billion fine.
Yeah.
Because they'll feel that.
Mm-hmm.
520 million is not, I mean, yeah, no corporation of that size wants to give up any funds, right? It's corporate greed.
You don't get the 30 bill without doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. But 520 million, honestly, at the end of the day, they're not going to feel it. They're going to find some new creative way to keep this racket going.
They're
going to
finally give us Gears of War 6.
No, they're not. we'll get Half-Life 3 at the same time.
Just to emphasize the ridiculous proportion of it, right? It's like, if you had $300 in the bank, I would be fining you five. It's like, do you care? No, you don't care. It's $5, right? Yeah, that's basically what happened, which is sad. That's why when you were like, oh, the fine's finally like actually serious. And I was like, is it though? Because usually they're not.
Because you're applying that fine to a relative.
Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately, though, they never punish them
enough
that it'll change. Yeah.
So Epic.
And it's so slimy.
Wait, does Epic own Fortnite? Is that their game?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was their IP right after.
So it's not. They're not like Steam, where Steam was just a launcher / hub.
No.
Sales hub.
Wait. What do you mean? No. Well, Steam came out with freaking Half-Life.
No, that was Valve. But Steam was a separate product, and Half-Life didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, Valve is still the company. Valve is still the company behind Steam.
Yeah, but Valve doesn't make any games anymore, do they?
No. I mean, well, not since Half-Life Alyx, but
right,
yeah.
Because that's what I was saying. Like, they recognized that the money-making model for them was taking a cut and giving a marketplace.
Right.
Right. But Epic has actively created one of the most popular games of all time.
Yeah, exactly. So they have their own marketplace. So they were trying to double dip and then also have their own marketplace, yeah. And then, which is why Apple got all fussy about it, because then
the app store 30% version,
stuff,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Epic's doing all that and they want to give up 30%.
I know, right?
Really 15 if they're double dipping?
It's just like, I just think it's so slimy because it's like, it just looks like Vegas for children every time I see like that sort of like gambly, microtransacty stuff in like, you know, in games like that are for kids. Like,
that's me every time I see a new ad for Rocket League.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Only when there's certain cars you care about.
Yeah, like the Porsche.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't need it. So I didn't.
No one needs it.
But it looks so cool. I feel like Rocket League though is like it. The microtransactions don't seem as predatory because they're not trend chase. Like, they can't really trend chase because you're limited to making cars, right? Or goal explosions. You can't really like do like, oh, we're gonna put Nicki Minaj in COD, right? But like, you could do that with one of those games, like a shooter or something like that everyone plays. Is that you can do all these trendy things, like they could have like a Travis Scott concert in Fortnite or whatever, like that, and so. It's like this perfect storm of like that demographic plus all this like super predatory gambly stuff that they're just like, dude, we can extract so much money from these kids and their parents. You know what I mean? Like, that's basically what it seems like they're doing up there. And it's just like,
you know what Wargaming did? So we talk about like microtransactions. If they're cosmetic, okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I thought,
but if it's pay to win, like that sucks. Wargaming and like World of Warships specifically, I don't play tanks or warplanes, so I can't speak to that. But it's been like the microtransactions are like fast tracking in a way, in that you're not unless you buy a premium ship, which to this day I'm still pretty convinced that the tech tier tree or the tech tree ships are more powerful overall than premium ships. And I do feel like Wargaming, when you compare the stats of certain ships, like, they reward you for the grind, right? Mm-hmm. But they used to have other things, like, for instance, when you buy camouflages. Camouflages would give you additional perks on your ship. Now, camouflages can be won after matches and bought with credits, which is not real money, right? Doubloons is, you only get through real money.
Oh, okay.
Credits you get after winning games or matches.
Okay, so that's the earned stuff, and the doubloons is the bought stuff.
But they recently, within the last few patches, actually removed all of the bonus perks off of the camouflages. Mm. So now camouflages are just a cosmetic.
Just cosmetic. Okay.
So they went the opposite direction.
Interesting.
Where they removed a paid for feature. Because you can buy credits with real money. Or you can buy doubloons with real money and convert them to credits, which is a stupid way to do it because you actually lose in the process.
Oh.
But you can buy credits with real money.
Okay.
And then buy rearmament, like signals and, you know, mods or modules and stuff like that for your ships. But it was really weird to me to see them go backwards with it. Mm-hmm. Because typically what those camouflages would do is they would like boost accuracy for your ship. They would reduce accuracy for people shooting at you. And then certain ones had other like economic bonuses to them too, like additional percentage per win, et cetera.
Right.
So, yeah, it was really interesting to me to see that they removed.
Yeah, it's very rare that they go that way instead of the, oh, we can make more money way.
Yeah.
By incentivizing people.
Smolensk would like to have a word. I have a Smolensk, and I'll tell you right now, it's a paper cannon. It has a trade-off.
It's like what running the op
now. What
no
they
armor.
Now what Wargaming had done has done in the past that some people were really upset about is a lot of premium ships, are limited time, and then sometimes they'll retire a ship. Now when they retire a ship, they don't take it from you. You have it forever.
Oh, so it's like Rocket League with like the cars. Sometimes you can only buy a car at a time that it's out.
But I mean, at least in Rocket League, again, with the exception of the hitbox, you're not changing anything performance wise with the vehicle. These are ships that they.
I mean, that's where the fun of that game comes from, though, is the differences in the stuff.
The tightrope that they walk is they put some of these premium ships behind containers. And containers you can earn through matches, or you can buy containers. You can buy groups, chunks of containers in the armory with real money.
So, like, so that's the gambling side of it, right? Is just literally buying crates until you get a good one.
Now, they've always had ships behind crates. They've always had... like the chance to win any premium ship in a crate. Like there's like a 0.001% chance or whatever it is. Like I got a Musashi once, which was a duplicate out of a crate. I'm like, okay, that's weird. It's to this day the only premium ship I've ever seen pop out of a crate for me. But when they would willingly take a ship that you could buy just outright as a premium ship with real money and then say we're putting it behind a crate, now you're gambling because of the fact that you now can only get it by repeatedly purchasing something in the hopes to get it at an extremely low drop rate.
I think
that picture of all the old people in the that like gambling competition where they're just like,
The old people just
That's basically what the same thing we're doing, right? It's just, it's funny how it made me think how in Starfield it's the complete opposite because I got sidetracked and ended up in a freaking ship design meeting. And then I had to mediate like these designers that like one guy wanted all the bells and whistles and one guy like was like, no, it needs to be more sensible and that sort of stuff. And then I finished the mission and then the CEO of the company emails me and is just like, hey, due to your help for designing or whatever, we wanted you to have the first off the line. And it just popped up in my inventory and I was like, cool, you can just get ships.
And that's in Starfield?
Yeah, it was in Starfield.
That must have been what Luke, you know, Luke with Linus Tech Tips. I've seen his
Was he talking about?
No, I haven't watched his streams, but I am subbed to him, so I see the notifications. And one was like, because he's doing it almost like Stardate. So it's like,
oh, that's funny.
It's like Starfield 001 was his first stream. Right, so he's at like Starfield 015 or something like that, right? Yeah. But the last one I saw him go up was like Starfield 015. I got a new ship. So I'm wondering if it's that.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, because it's free and it's actually worth a fair amount of cash too. It's like not a crappy ship.
I think the last time I played World of Warships.
Unless you help design a crappy one.
You can tell them to cut all the bells and whistles.
I got one of those waifu ships.
Yeah, and that was that was your tier 7 battleship, I think.
Yeah.
So you saw an example. You've never put a dime into that game.
Yeah,
and you have a premium.
You got a crate through normal means.
Yeah,
because you can get up to 3 crates per day for just playing the game and getting XP, right? And so one of those crates obviously had a premium ship
with the captain and everything. So
and like, a slot, obviously.
Yeah.
A slot.
So I have my boat yells at me in waifu. I know.
Like how is like it's so perfect for Nick. Like that's the most appropriate.
Yeah, no, it's
box.
True.
Yeah. I was like, oh, great. It is. It's most, fitting. Yeah.
And then I would fight you in the regular one and sneak your waifu one.
Yeah, it's like whatever. I don't know what my captain's telling me.
At least mine's cuter.
Yeah. At least it looks good.
That's the thing though. Wargaming has had so many weird crossovers. Like remember the Transformers one? Like Optimus Prime is like the turret.
On a gun turret. Yeah.
I remember that one. You logging into that, and we were still in this office, and like you had the big huge screen. You were just like, what? And I remember stopping editing. I turned around and I was like, yeah, what?
Why is Optimus chilling
Prime
on tier?
Like on top of
he's
like
on tier two
like
on
a,
the.
They also had like a Godzilla and King Kong one.
Yeah, they've also had Warhammer.
Oh yeah, Warhammer was funny.
Yeah.
Just oh yeah.
The callouts were good on that.
Yeah, but they have tons and tons of waifu because there's a whole Japanese line of ships, and you can only get them through the Japanese line.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Only the Japanese only the line. Japanese is line. The waifus? That's funny. That makes sense.
Well, they also have the German ones too. Azure Lane is its own universe.
Azure Lane. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
I wonder if they get like. Actual like waifu artists to do all the art and stuff for that.
Looks like it,
probably.
Yeah, no, it really does look like it. It's
Itasha for boats.
Yeah, I know, but it was like it's like I love those collabs when they do that sort of stuff when they're working with those artists because you know what I mean. It's so cool to actually get like something that's designed for a game from
the
somebody
original,
else. That,
yeah,
from somebody else that's in that culture and like does that stuff. You know, so
yeah.
I don't know.
I think cool. The difference though with I don't know. I feel like Wargaming is more they give more crates out for free than any other game I've played.
I feel like they do that.
Like I said, you can get three by...
And you don't even play that much.
You can get three for just... For just playing.
Completing your first match of the day or something like that.
Well, no, those are the missions. Oh, okay. You can get them through missions. There's like 10 different ways you can get crates. But that's the thing, is like you don't have to spend a single dollar on the game to get these crates. Like someone in chat just said they have 12 or 13 premium ships and they've never spent a dime because they've gotten them through crates.
You just played
Clearly they have better RNG than I do. Because yeah. I'm wondering if they play as much as I do. The irony. And I've gotten one premium through a crate.
Well, maybe your RNG, they flagged your RNG. They're like, well, whatever. He has the Jace 2 cents captain account.
So. So if you earn a crate through missions, they might be a certain type of crate that automatically is defined for you. Like you're getting one of these crates. But when you get them through experience, the first, second, and third crate you can earn through the day for wins, even losses, you get to choose, like, do you want more signals? Do you want more modules? Do you want whatever, right? I always choose try your luck. Because try your luck is like, okay, you might get a super crate or you might get a crappy crate. I think I've gotten two super crates in my entire like 6 years of playing the game.
Yeah, you've been playing it for a bit now. Jeez. Yes.
I've been playing it since end of 2016, so over 6 years.
Yeah.
Almost 7 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I do enjoy the game. I genuinely do. You know, that's why people forget, like, they're one of those sponsors that, like, I have because of the amount of people in the audience yelling at them, you should sponsor Jay because he plays the crap out of your game. It's not one of those, like, oh, I started playing the game because they sponsored me. No, it's like, I played the crap out of that game. And on that, like, back then, yeah, I'd probably spent $400 or $500 on ships, not crates, but ships. And that's the thing, is like, a good ship might cost you $90. It's expensive.
That's when I said no after looking at it. It's like, what if I just buy the ship I want? And it's like, nope.
And I'm now good. You're sponsored. So then, yeah. So you got those $500 back.
So imagine.
They gave it back to you.
Oh, they did. They did. But they also gave me an account.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, you're playing the crap out of a game. You just love the game. And if they reach out to you and say, hey, Phil, we see you love Starfield. I don't know anything about the game, honestly. I haven't been playing the missions.
Yeah.
We want to give you an account that has all this stuff. Are you going to be like, nah. No. Nah. I want to earn it.
Yeah, if it was Elite Dangerous, yeah, because, dude, the freaking fleet carriers take forever to save up for. Anyway, yeah. Sorry.
But that's how I felt about the ships. It's like the tech tree, obviously. And when I first started playing the game, each country, and there's more countries in the game now than there used to be, like Pan-Asia wasn't on there yet, Canada wasn't on there yet, the Netherlands wasn't on there yet, right? These countries weren't on there. But each country had one tree for destroyers, one tree for cruisers, maybe a couple branch off for heavy cruisers, and then battleship. That was it. Now almost every country has two destroyer lines, heavy and light cruiser lines, two battleship lines, and a submarine line.
Oh, I forgot about the submarine thing.
Oh, yeah. And now carriers, the carrier lines. The carriers, I don't personally care for carriers. I don't play them. I just like to sink them. So it's it's the same thing with subs. Okay. I don't play subs. I just hunt subs.
Yeah.
So, but there's so many ships now per country. I'm like, I could never grind this out. And the thing is, if you get halfway down a tree and you're like, I'm not really enjoying this.
You want to change countries.
I wonder if the intended play style, though, is to just grind out the ones that you actually like or like,
but
the
you
ones
don't
that you
know
about.
If you're gonna like them sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, like, what if they're like you, where they're an actual boat fan IRL outside of the game first?
Okay, let me give you a perfect example. IGN Yamato, Imperial Japanese Navy Yamato, and this also goes for Musashi, which is in the game now, obviously, and Satsuma, which is in the game now. Okay, it is a very powerful ship. Some of the most powerful guns in the game, not the most powerful, but some of the most powerful. Okay, secondaries. Slow as a pig, turns like a freaking, it's a semi-truck, right? It's terrible in terms of maneuverability and all that. But it's extremely powerful in the fact that its 18-inch guns can, like, overpen bow, or not overpens, but overmatch bows and do serious damage. To balance the ship, Wargaming put a hangar-sized hole in the side of the armor under turret number 2 that you can just get citadel after citadel if you hit a Yamato broadside. If you know where to hit it. The same exact hull is used for the Satsuma. It's a bigger version of it. And the Musashi. So the same hull exists in that battleship. So you'll find very few Yamato players pushing up in the game. Because everyone knows that hull exists.
Yeah.
So it's literally like, dude, as like my Annapolis, which is a cruiser, can Citadel a Yamato. And so it's one of those things where you're like, dang, you don't know that until you've grinded out the ship. Mm. Now you can have hundreds of hours to get to that ship.
Yeah, that sucks.
And
that
then you realize, okay.
Oh, it plays like crap. Yeah.
The playing like crap, you can adjust for that, right? Positioning, and you can adjust for all that. It's got very long range guns. But as soon as another BB is close enough to you to be able to get a flat trajectory at your number two turret, just hit right above the waterline under turret number two.
You're done.
One salvo can completely destroy a Yamato from a mediocre battleship. So it's just like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you, if you're a huge ship fan,
yeah,
and you love the Yamato and you're like, I can play the Yamato, and you grind it out and you spent 500 hours to get it.
Now you have a big hole in your armor.
Now you're just like shooting long
Achilles heel.
Now you're just shooting long range because you know you get up close, you're going to die. You start to get a little bit jaded with the ship, which is why I don't play it much anymore.
Right. You're just an artillery cannon.
So I
guess that's what battleships are.
So I love to hop in like one of the new super battleships is the Hanover from Germany. German battleships have some of the best armor in the game. They have turtleback armor. So they have armor that's overhangs over the Citadel on top of the Citadel armor, plus deck armor. So you have so many levels of armor to go through before you can get any vital damage to the ship. I just sail that thing right up the middle and just be like, hey, everybody, as my secondaries are going after everything, you know, and be a tank like,
yeah,
and play like a tank.
That's funny.
So anyway.
Massive aggro machine.
Yeah, Yamato has an angled citadel under the second turret. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, it's literally a hangar-sized hole sitting there. And you can hit it from any angle. That's the thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's a guaranteed citadel. It's not even a bounce.
Oh, no, it's guaranteed. It's guaranteed. If you hit anything like 40 degrees and narrower, or wider, sorry, it is going to pin into the
citadel. Oh, so 40 degrees is the ricochet angle now. They added ricochets.
Well, no, ricochets have always been there. It's just now they're animated.
Oh, so you see them.
Now you see the
boom. Yeah, yeah.
Or you'll see it like deflect into the water or something. But IKEA says he can confirm he does do that. I don't know what I do.
Congrats.
I do the dings in the ship dings. Pork chop sandwiches. I done do things.
Did you have any ahi tuna while you were up there in Alaska?
Oh, yeah. Believe it or not much tuna up there.
Did you get any salmon?
No kidding.
Did you try smoked salmon?
No, because here's the thing. Like, Jennifer got salmon. I didn't. She didn't say it tasted bad. But one of the things they did tell us is, like, you're at the tail end of the season, so you go down some of the fish market streets, it's going to smell a little rancid because, like, the fish are dying.
Mm.
And, like, things are not as fresh. Like, yeah. And so salmon season's, like, over. So any salmon up there is not new.
it's not
new. Ew, 30 series salmon.
Ew. This salmon doesn't have reach rate ray reconstruction or frame gen.
The salmon.
There's no frame gen salmon up here. No.
Flavor gen.
Do we even get to your topic?
Huh?
Do we even get to your topic?
Started with it. It was Starfield.
Started with it.
Oh, I thought you had started talking about the FCC thing, so I thought that
was my topic.
Yeah, it was after mine, so we're on your topic now.
I didn't make one.
Oh, okay. So we're just trying to FTF. Yeah.
Well, the timing's perfect. We only have a couple minutes before we have to get out of here.
Yeah, so let's see what emails
we're already closed it because I was like, oh, it doesn't look like we're getting to it today. okay. I'm just blind reading this. I don't know what it's going to say.
Here we go.
This one comes from Jesse and says, greetings from Belgium. Do you guys have waffles? Okay, anyway, moving on. It could be fun to do the stream calculator for your accounts and discuss it on the podcast. Oh, geez. We might have to do that next week.
A stream calculator?
Yeah, it'll tell you how much your library is worth.
Steam calculator.
Oh, Steam calculator. Oh,
yeah.
Did
I say stream?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Steam calculator.
Yeah. So I've done it once before. Yeah.
Mine's not that bad, believe it or not. Even though I have like a, what, 18 or 19 year badge.
Does it include all the times you bought stuff on Rocket League, though?
No, that's all.
It's all one game, so it just
but it's virtual
the game.
Currency though, because you keep reloading the virtual currency.
Oh,
on it.
Oh yeah, you're right. If it goes through the wallet, then it counts, huh?
Yeah,
yeah. But I bought a lot of stuff on the Steam version, but I bought probably more on Epic.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Because remember, I had the Smurfs account.
The Smurfs account. You mean your now main account?
Yeah, basically.
This one comes from Stefan. Have you used your iFixit repair kits for anything you never imagined you would? Yeah, I fixed the GPU market with it. No, I'm just kidding. That's from the stupid ad we made.
I actually bring it with all my drone flights.
Yep, it was. I was debating ordering an extra one for the house so I could leave the drone kit in the drone bag.
I did use my iFixit kit when I was transferring all the electronic guts out of one steering wheel to the other.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had the really small torques and stuff.
Yeah.
Audi R8. I fix it. There you go.
I wasn't going to say the car. I was going to be like, yeah,
you said it before.
Bougie.
Okay, fine. Audi R7.
That's an S7, stupid. And the wife has that one, not me.
Oh,
so actually, no, it's Q7.
Oh, yeah, because it's only SQ7.
SQ7.
Super cool.
That's for the kids ain't going to be late to soccer today car.
Yeah.
Twin turbo V8 and an SUV.
No, it's the 8 Burrito. Oh, I know. That's the AMG.
The 8 Burrito. Yeah, yeah. Burrito. All right, this comes from Mike. Do you think GeForce Now streaming service will ever be as good as playing from a desktop or laptop? No.
No, but it's pretty close now. I was messing around with the Ultimate subscription because it was like $20. They had like a deal or something. And it's a 40 series GPU. So I was like, oh, cool. You can mess around with like frame gen and stuff like that. It's surprisingly decent now. It's not like at the Stadia or on live days anymore.
RIP Stadia.
Yeah.
All right. So this one comes from Brent. He says, it's been nearly 2 years since your video on your Steelcase chairs. Have you had, how have they held up, and does everyone still love them?
Still the best chair my ass has been in.
Yeah. All three of us still use them here in the office. I still use it at home. The one at home has started creaking and popping quite a bit, but I do not sit in that chair properly at home. Like,
and we did actually successfully uncreak my headrest because my headrest was flopping around. And then we did actually follow the directions correctly to to take apart the chair and then fix the
Because on their on their website, they do have a complete like teardown guide so you can service the chair if you need to.
I mean, good luck though on the tabs because you're gonna break one. least one.
And the thing is like it's
so over engineered.
Is it a German company? Because I'm telling you right now, the amount of tabs and stupid things on there that are not necessary, and it's bolted in too.
I don't think it is because you don't have to use Torx.
You're right.
No, they'd be triple square.
Yeah. Like, all three of us at this point have worked on German cars.
You need a specific code reader for that chair.
Dude. I think your engine covers, like the carbon engine covers, had less tabs than that goes on an actual car than this chair back.
Yeah, probably.
And the best part was, it was all these tabs for this chair back part. It's the back part of the chair. It's not even in contact with you. I don't know why they needed it to be that secure, but...
Well, corporate workspace, you know?
It's just like eight or 12 tabs in like a tiny... It was hilarious. But it does work. And yes, we love those chairs.
This one comes from Chris. He says, have there been any games that you got into after it had peaked? He's a big Halo fan. He got into it well after 2 and 3 and missed all the hype.
I want to say Witcher 3 because I got into it before Cyberpunk just to have a feel for how they tell the story. And then when Cyberpunk came out, I left Witcher and I can't finish the game because I forgot how to play it.
Aww.
So I have to start fresh again.
I still have a couple friends that I always see on Witcher still. Like they still love the game. Like it's just dope sandbox. I don't know. I don't think I really.
For me, it would be Dead Space.
Dead Space and also Portal 2. You were pretty late to coming to that one. I was like, wait, no, we have to play this at DreamHack now.
I felt so stupid.
Yeah, I know, but it's so rare that you find somebody that's never played it. So like, and the whole point of it's a puzzle game. So obviously
it's a puzzle game. And then I love how she's just taunting you the whole time.
Yeah, the most passive aggressive or whatever. I love that game.
Well, you did pretty well, I guess, for a human.
Yeah. I love how she always like says like your partner did better to you.
Yeah.
But like she says it to both of you separately.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I think really, honestly, it'd be the Dead Space.
Dead Space and Portal.
I haven't played it in a while because my problem is, some of you guys are completionists and we'll play one game all the way through before we go to another one.
Mark Dizzle.
I hop around so much, I forget where I am in everything I play.
That's what that's at first what I was annoyed with Starfield because I was like, there's so much to do, I can't pick. But I found out that Starfield facilitates that. It's like, just go do it. Just go do some random quest. Even if you're in the middle of a mission and you're like, you know what, I'm not feeling this quest line, you can leave and go do another one. And
literally me and Cyberpunk.
Yeah, just exactly. Like. That's why.
Part of me wonders, like, is that by design or is that a flaw?
I think it's just the Bethesda, like, that's just how they do their thing. You know, that's just their thing. So.
Yeah, I can see that being the case. Mm. Past that, yeah, no, I tend to jump on games when they're new and then lose interest pretty quick.
Yeah. I'm the same type of, like, every once in a while, a game will hook me right then, and then I'll just be playing it.
Cyberpunk's the last game I completed because I went straight through the storyline, didn't do a lot of side quests, and before that it was...
And then we were like, hey, did you crucify the dude? And we were like, what?
What?
So then we had to go...
Yeah. You guys were like, what are you talking about?
And then like the next day, it's like, I
knew that mission, but I think Nick hadn't played through it yet. And then we were just like, oh, the side content's good, dude.
Yeah. And then what was the Jedi one that I played? The first one?
Oh, Outcast. Fallen Order.
Outcast. Yeah. I haven't played the new one.
Outcast was good. So.
Anyway, that's pretty much it for this week. And we're out of here a little bit early, but I got some things I got to get done. And you know what? I got to make time where I got to make the time. That's why I go to the gym now at 5 in the morning, because I don't have 5 in the afternoon available anymore.
I don't have a 5 in the afternoon.
Speaking of vacation, I put on almost 7 pounds, so I got to work my ass off again.
So did I, but I'm also a foot smaller than you, so it sucks more.
I was on a floating buffet, okay? You don't say no to free food.
Yeah.
Especially actually, it wasn't free. I paid for it, so I was getting my money's worth.
Especially when it's, like, seafood up there. Like...
You think I was eating seafood? Nope. I was eating chocolate covered Oreo. About 45 different drinks a day.
And we're done.
Okay, bye. All right, bye guys.
And cut.